It's the Dougie Show. Yeah. Come on. I hear way too many people snoring right now, and they shouldn't be sleeping. Wake your ass up. You already know what time it is. It's the world's greatest show. Will we keep it 100? Y'all know his name, yeah. Y'all know his name. Oh yeah, that's right, his name is Dougie, the one and only. Yeah, it's the Dougie Show. Y'all know his name, yeah. Y'all know his name. Yeah, it's the Dougie Show.
Hey yo, check it out. You're listening to the Waking Up Late with Dougie Show. Recorded live on tape at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. Now here's your host, keeping it real, Dougie Almeida.
All right, what's up, everybody? Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Tuesday morning, and man, we got a full house here. I got Tim Hanlon to my left.
Yeah, everybody's here today.
And of course, Mike Cintron.
Hello, hello.
Guess his light didn't come off in his car today. And Elgin David.
We made it.
Yeah, Elgin's car is like fucking Sanford Mobile.
It's on the verge of breaking down as we speak.
Yeah.
You still made it, though.
I made it.
I can give a fuck less and sit home.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike doesn't risk it. He's like, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'll drive halfway. I'll walk the other half. Come in if I got to.
Peter Leonard suggested that probably the back door was ajar. And the fucking light was on. I was like,
Could be.
It was just the back door.
Could have been my trunk open still.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did you ever figure out what was wrong with the car?
Yeah, man. I told you my tire was low. I had to get new tires. Had to, I tried to patch it up. By the time I got out of the patching place, it was 6:30.
Yeah,
to make it here.
You had one tire? You had a tire that was...
It's the driver back tire.
Ugh.
So... First, I try to do that cheap stuff you get at Ace Hardware where you put this foam into your...
Fix-A-Flat, yeah.
The Fix-A-Flat.
I lived on that shit, man.
Like, a week later, it busted again.
I put 10,000 miles on Fix-A-Flat.
I did not get...
two spare cans.
You relied on that like a lot of transvestites in Miami, filling up their ass. When you bought it, was there a transvestite sitting there going... You're going to take that bottle? I need all the bottles I can get.
What, the Fix-A-Flat?
Yeah, that's what they used. That's what that dude...
Yeah, some lady was...
No, I did not see a tranny.
They were doing like in-home surgeries for people, and somebody died because they were shooting rubber cement in their ass.
Right.
Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, actually, there was a strange-looking black lady.
Wasn't there?
And she was like, hey, baby, you need help? I'm like, no, I got it. Thank you.
Mike's like, boy, she's being suspiciously like nice to me.
Well,
what's up?
Nice. Way over nice.
Something's got to be wrong with this.
Like, I'm like, she's going to rob me.
Anyway, so, well, we're glad you're here, man.
I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, and of course, Elgin David's here. And this is the WEI Network, as well as we're simulcast on the Internet Radio Network, IRN. You know, they love us on the West Coast.
They do. We're very big over
there. We got good fans on the West Coast. What's up, West Coast?
West Coast.
And we got a lot to talk about today here on the Honest Tuesdays. We got a bunch of things to report in the first segment here on what's been happening. And we'll talk about that. We got some news about the fucking Last Comic Standing. Can you imagine? They it's on hold.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine going through
all
that
shit?
Yeah,
your big break, but hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Your big break's sitting on the shelf right now.
We'll get back to you.
Well, that's happened multiple times with that show. They don't know if they're going to renew it, then they don't bring it back a year later. And
well, we all agree that this past year was probably one of the best years in the way it was run, right?
Yeah,
and the ratings were really high, too. So right.
Yeah, it was a good summer season, and you know, after the hiatus, after Geraldo died, then they came back, and it was a great show, but I'm wondering why they postponed it. I hear they're reformatting it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? Like, they're going to try to change it? Like, remember the first season they had on the Last Comic Standing? Like, they had them in the house. They all stayed in the house together.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that was, show. Right? I mean,
it was like
I'm
real,
not a big
real
fan
world
of any
desk.
Of those elimination type shows, though. You know, it's like, I watched some of it this year, and I like some of the comics on it. I don't like the I'm better than this guy. So this guy has to go up and do stand-up against someone. It's just, I don't know.
I found it weird watching Roseanne Barr and Keenan Ivory Wayans, mm-hmm. I think it was the other judge, critiquing comics when they haven't done it in so long. Russell Peters, he's I understood that. Like, Russell Peters is a phenomenon.
I found it funny.
Totally, you know?
Roseanne would always say, I've never heard anything like you. And I'm like, well, go to a fucking club. Yeah. I've heard that same joke six times.
You're going to have a hard time hearing that when you had your head in the refrigerator.
That was like her catchphrase. I've never heard anything like you. I'm like,
You're not going to hear comics like that's voices coming out of the refrigerator.
I've heard
the
a
freezer
lot of that.
When you're eating them fucking igloo bars.
Yeah, and you could totally tell, like, they were like, I don't know, maybe not, but I feel like the producers told those judges, listen, just be as nice as you can. You don't have to give, like, the best compliments, but don't, like, really hit them over the head.
Well, here's the thing. It's a TV show.
Right.
You can't. Of course. That's all it is. It's not like the NFL playoffs. It's like, it's a TV show. They know who they want in the final 10. They know who they want in the final 3. You know, it's not.
Now, that's been the thing in the past.
And that's just the way it is, man. So you can't get upset because they picked one person over this. It's a TV show. It's a show.
You know, Jimmy Schubert was in that damn show. He got kicked. He was out of it early, right? But, you know, it's just the same thing. Like, now you mentioned contest. I just got the email regarding the World Series of Comedy, right? It's, new season, new one coming up. Sign ups. Early enrollment now, I guess you'd put it.
For
$55, you could pick 3 satellites and go for free, but you're paying $55 for the main event. So this year, by the way, they're going to have one at McGurdy's.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which I signed up for. They're also going to have one at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma.
Tulsa,
Oklahoma, which I want to go there because I've never been there.
I'm going to sign up for that one, too.
Yeah. And what's the other one? In Rochester, I guess, or Rhode Island.
There's one in Rochester, Minnesota, at Goonies.
Yeah.
Which is a nice club. I've been there.
Yeah, so again, places I've never been. I'm glad they have picked other places. I didn't go to Zany's. I'm not going to go to fucking Zany's.
Why? Do you have a bad experience there?
I had a great experience there, but, you know, there's been some talk about it, how, you know, some other comics that have been on the world, regulars at the World Series of Comedy, have kind of like said, look, you got to shuffle the judges around. We need new judges.
Yeah.
Because there's been some favoritism in some of the judges. I mean, when a couple dozen people that have been in the World Series of Comedy are basically saying, look, you could tell that the judges are being persuaded by a certain geographic area. Like in the Last Comic Standing, you know, it's about the agents. The agents control, you know, what the hell's going on the TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a question. Would you get in on that? Like, would you get in on that just for the exposure, knowing you have no chance to win?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a good national exposure on a TV show that's on prime time. Yeah, why not?
I mean, I don't give a fuck about winning as long as I get as much time on there as possible.
I mean, do you have any idea how powerful? Fucking.
Well, there's people who haven't won the show who are still popular now.
Right.
You know, it's just because they were on the show.
I mean, it's like American Idol. How many people that have been on American Idol didn't win? That actually doing well. Like,
well, some runner-ups have done better. Yeah. Like Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken's career skyrocketed. He was second. Ruben won.
Where's Ruben now? I think he works at a Kentucky Fried
Chicken.
He's
not doing anything. Yeah, I think he was on Biggest Loser was the last time he did. <Yeah. laughs> And he failed.
Yeah.
He was the Biggest Loser.
Yeah, totally.
Clay Aiken, is he doing anything?
Oh, he's like, he's...
He just lost for senator.
Oh, that's right.
He has a fan base. He has albums. I mean, like...
He was actually in that Monty Python play, right? That was off Broadway.
Don't really follow Clay's
career.
Yeah,
Tim is he's the president of the fan club. Actually,
yeah. I can see him right on that one.
Claymate.
Clay Aiken's my favorite. Matter of fact, that would be funny as hell if I walked in an open mic or something. You sitting on stage with a fucking Clay Aiken T-shirt. That would really like I'm in the wrong place.
That would throw you for a loop.
I'm gonna be like, what the fuck happened? I'm in the
wrong area.
I
probably have one somewhere. I got to dig it out.
Yeah. There you go. So, I mean, now again, you know, Julie Scoggins is a very funny lady. She was, you know, she came out because we announced, I guess Lenny and I were trying to figure out last week, but Joel Pace from Comedy Zone had put out something out there on Facebook. Congratulations to all everybody who made it to the round, the last, you know, and there was no announcement. So you knew right then that people, you know, like people were told, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you're in this, but don't tell. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine finding out, let's say you're a comic, and all of a sudden, yeah, you made it to, you're on Last Comic Standing, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
How fucking hard could that be?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that's how all the TV shows do it. America's Got Talent, all those shows, they tell you that you might be on the show, but you can't tell anybody because obviously they want to make the official announcement.
Like, yeah, I guess the Race, whatever, and any of these reality shows, if you're like towards the end, you don't want to say,
I did a game show on Sci-Fi Network, and you know we obviously know who won before the show came out. But you sign a contract, you can't divulge any information because you ruined the show. Obviously, before it comes out.
What fucking game show?
Did you tell the producers, like, dude, it's a game show on Sci-Fi? Yeah.
No, it was cool. It was called Exit.
Yeah, don't ruin it for the four people that
It only got one season. You're right. So it didn't last.
All right. So
there'll be tens of people disappointed.
What kind
of
game show was
it? It was called Exit on Sci-Fi.
Exactly.
It was from a Japanese show.
We'll be exiting out of this channel.
No, it was a cool show. It was.
Sure, it was. How's it doing?
It one season. That was it.
There's no more on the TV guy because
there goes your
exited.
One credit.
But it was like a game show where if you get the answers wrong, you die.
Oh, so you won.
Yeah, I died. No, I died. I died in a sand pit. Actually,
does it play like the video game sound effect, like wah 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 wah?
Yeah, something like that.
Elgin's gone.
It was a trivia show.
Yeah, it was a trivia show
about like sci-fi shit.
No, it was just a trivia about like general stuff, but at the same time, like you're standing on a little plank that's receding into the wall as you answer questions, and then if you don't answer by the time you're done, it goes away and you fall into a bottomless pit and you die.
Wow.
And then there's another room where if you don't answer all the questions in the amount of time, the room explodes. And then there's another room where you're crawling down this little tunnel and there's these little big like saw wheels following you and you have to get through the tunnel before they chop you up. It was an awesome show. Let me tell you, it was super fun. I don't know why I didn't get more seasons.
I was going to say,
cool.
I can't believe that didn't get
What was
the
answer you lost?
It's like Wipeout meets
The answer I lost
Jeopardy.
Was they were talking about the quarters. And who was on the back of the North Carolina quarter? And I didn't know, but I said Sonny and Cher. And they said, no, it's the Wright brothers. And it was me and my buddy. I said, I guess we're the wrong brothers. And then we went into the sand. So it was pretty funny. It was cool.
Oh, it was like a team play. Like you and
Yeah, me and my buddy. It was.
Did your episode air?
Yeah, it came on. It was cool. And it was a lot of fun.
Now, what do you wear on a game show? Do you wear like you dress up nice?
He's always dressed for TV, man.
Of course, yeah, man. You know. Yeah. You know how I do.
He's dressed for TV right now.
Exactly.
For our fans on the West Coast on the IRN network.
Well, once we get the whole camera set up in here, then everybody
By the way,
see.
We're getting that all done after the holidays. One of my Christmas gifts to myself is going to be refurnishing the whole fucking studio.
Yeah, Tim, we're putting him up in a DJ booth in the corner.
I'm going to get a big old fucking booth and a chair and, you know. And like a slurp. I want a Slurpee machine. That's what I want, a fucking Slurpee machine. So we're going to have cameras in here set up and everything. We're just gonna go press the button, go.
Boom.
And that's it. It's all going to feed. It's going to, you know, it's going to be nice.
Nice.
A nice little gig.
What's going on with the intern situation? I thought you were getting an intern.
Yeah, you know, the interns, I had, you know, I every time I get one, they're hot chicks.
That's,
you know, the wifey's like, what the fuck?
That's
you know,
mistake, yeah.
I'm like, oh, really? I like, hey, can you stop sending these fucking stripper-like chicks here?
Yeah.
And, you know, believe me, that's what I said when my wife was standing next to me. But I was like, keep him coming.
I actually got excited today because I thought he did get a secretary or an intern. And it turned out it was his daughter. I was like, oh.
Yeah, he brought an apple.
I didn't know she was going to be here.
Yeah.
I would have brought an apple.
Well, that's nice. She's at my.
Does she like apples? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
She's like a yogurt.
You're the one who threw it out there. He brought an apple. Like,
well, yeah, an apple a day. Keeps
she's into
the
fruit. That's awesome.
Away. And
wait,
no, she. But yeah, she's like a yoga fucking master. She does the handstands and shit.
No, totally.
Yeah, she's on Facebook, she's like unbelievable. The shit, you know, like these, like poses.
Did
with
she try to get you
people.
To do yoga? Did she get you in the downward dog?
She's kind of stupid, you know. I tried that for a little while with the wife. You know, I went for like a couple months every Sunday with her. And I'm flexible, dude. I'm still, believe it or not, I'm still pretty. I can almost do a split now. If I fucking, I
you should
much.
Do this on stage. I want to see.
Yeah?
I want to see a split. Good.
Yeah. I fucking pop a hand.
And then you come back up. Like, what's that?
Yeah, like.
Can you do the Van Damme between two trucks?
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'm on stage, I should have one. You guys on each side of me, and I put my leg on your shoulders.
Yes, me and Elgin, you have your foot on our shoulders.
Yeah. I'll do the fucking old Van Damme split.
That'd be awesome.
That'll be cool. Hey, speaking of TV and shit, I had an audition this weekend. I couldn't believe it out of nowhere. My agent for the acting calls me, like Donna, and she's like, oh, I have a great, like a national ad.
For
like,
the acting.
Yeah, right.
Who, Donna from Famous Faces?
Yeah.
And, I know Donna.
Yeah, she's awesome. So she now it's for a diabetes commercial.
Perfect.
I'm like, yeah.
She's good.
Yeah. You booked it, man.
You look diabetic.
You nailed that shit.
You look like you have diabetes. And it was for the extra. That it was funny because you go there, and I was all the way in Miami at casting.
Whoa, what a downer!
Which one was it?
Hey, we need you for a role. Awesome! We're looking for a chubby guy. Oh shit!
We're looking for a guy that eats meatballs all day.
It's probably sick and it needs to lose.
We're looking for a guy who looks
pounds.
Like a meatball.
They saw your headshot. They were like, "Perfect, send them over."
She's like, I got just the guy.
Look at that guy. He's been eating Subway subs.
I can just picture him in a kill winch just looking sad in the window. Is this you on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
You might have diabetes.
Now,
so tell us about the audition. Well, first of all, guys that look like you.
Yeah, bunch of chubby fucks. I'm like, I moved the head on the line because I'm like, hey, there's a food cart outside. There's a fucking ice cream truck. Anybody want an eclair? But they actually auditioned various, like, the doctor,
Homer
the, you know,
Simpsons
different people
across
and
the wall.
Don't.
Mike's enjoying himself. Look, he's like making fun of Chubby
so
Dougie.
I came. No, okay, I'm sorry.
All right, that's cool, though. I'm glad you're here, dude, because, you know, you're kind of like my Ed McMahon.
Mike's just ripping on.
I know, the guy's being engulfed in my couch over there.
Jesus.
All right.
All you can see is my shoes.
So they had all tights. They had a woman. Yeah, because there's doctor part, a patient, whatever. And this is the extra. And it was funny because, you know, they call you in that room. And you know what it is. But they said dress like, I nailed it. You talk about dressing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to wear. So I wore like a polo, dark, black polo shirt and a pair of jeans and my red sneakers, whatever. And it turns out that my activity was bowling.
Perfect.
Nice.
I'm like, fuck, I look like there I got bowling shoes on. Yeah. I got a bowling shirt almost, you know? So, you know, you have to take photos and you have to, like, act like you're bowling towards the camera, to the right, to the left. And I'm a bowler. I got I got the leg kick to the left. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Out. Yeah, man. I'm feeling pretty good.
You look like a bowler.
I do look like a bowler.
I think you booked it, man.
I think it's
you
good.
You look like Barney Gumble. You got this.
Hey, listen, the bottom line is it's awesome. It's like $1,000 if you get it.
Nice.
Right off the bat.
That's awesome. That's
then it's actually an extra. It's like an extra $2,500 if it airs.
Yeah,
and then it's 37 cents.
Well, is it SAG National?
I think so.
What's the company that it's for?
I don't know. I don't know. They don't tell us who the drug company is.
Right, but that's cool, man.
But you know what I mean? I mean, fuck, that's awesome. And then, you know, at least I could say, I guess my TV credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the fat diabetes commercial.
Well, Elgin's popping up all over with the Office Depot stuff,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Cool. Did you do a commercial for that? Or is that
no, it's
print?
Just it's print and it's national and every office. Go to OfficeDepot.com, you guys. You'll see me. I'm Calvin, the inventory manager, elf. Elf.
Oh, you're the fucking elf.
I'm
dude.
An elf, man. It's elf season.
Hey.
I get a lot of elf
He seems to get work all the time during the holidays.
It's big time of the year.
Yeah.
It's like one of Santa's.
Mike, how come you're not jumping in on that elf money?
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
I'm a fat elf. No one wants to see a fat elf.
Yeah, the fat elf's a little off, you know.
Maybe like the elf diabetes commercial.
I take over the leprechaun season, pretty much.
You guys could do a spinoff of that
right.
Rob
I'm
Lowe.
I'm a elf who needs diabetes medicine.
Yeah.
You guys could do a spin-off of that Santa Rob Lowe commercial
right.
Where it's Rob Lowe. You could be like, you can be like the smart Office Depot help, and you could be like the
chubby elf.
I'm the chubby.
I'm not the Office Depot elf.
Unemployed elf.
I'm making the gingerbread cookies. He's eating them.
I feel like me and Dougie could be like the drunk Santa and elf version of whatever they're putting out for.
We should.
I think you're onto something there, man.
I think that'd be a funny little shoot. We should do
like
a little
skit. Like your
beard
is hanging off your face.
All
like
disheveled.
Yeah, like you have your beard, but then you're putting on a fake beard that everyone can tell it's just hanging off your face. And then I'm disheveled. And
Mike's
and
just mad at everybody.
Mad at my costume doesn't even fit. Like my belly's hanging out of the bottom of it and shit.
We walk out of the store, then we go out back, do some cocaine together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That'd
my
be funny.
Eyes are bloodshot and I've been smoking pot all day.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll work. You know?
Yeah.
Coke is in a bag.
Then you'll come in. You'll be like the good elf. You'll be like, what are you guys doing?
Right.
You're not supposed to be snorting coke and drinking while you're working?
Come on, guys. We got a job to do. It's Christmas Eve.
Shut the fuck up. Mike, hand me the keys.
Take a hit of this snow.
Ooh, that's a little bit of the North Pole right there up my
nose.
That's
why Rudolph's nose is red.
So when do you hear about your part?
I think the shoot's the week of December 8th, whatever
that is. Did you get the call back yet or what?
No, I don't know. Well, you know, you're more inclined to the stuff usually by Tuesday or Wednesday the following week.
Yeah, I mean, you should hear within the next couple of days.
Right.
If you don't hear by Wednesday, then you forget
then
about it.
Then I'm done.
It.
Then I'm not diabetic as I thought I was. You know, you feel good, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was funny because I had like three or four people. Oh, my God. They had this one Spanish woman in there. The women, the extras and the woman was power walking. And there was this woman who didn't speak English. She was like, because she was speaking Spanish. And I'm like, yeah, you have to, didn't get, no, whatever. I'm speaking
walk fast.
Like, yeah, just like power walking. So she was like, she looked, It was the fucking worst I've ever seen. Everybody was trying to hold back their laughter because she was like stomping. I'm like, you know how to power walk.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you got to take a shit, you know? And because she goes, what is, because she gets Spanish, she goes, yeah. What does that mean?
There's no translation.
And at first, I was trying to, I was going to say that to her, act like you got to go to the bathroom. Mm. Yeah, and then I thought maybe yeah, that might, they may not interpret well, well, you know, yeah. She'd be holding her ass the whole time, you know, trying to keep her cheeks
right,
together.
Right.
I don't know.
What's wrong with this lady?
I'm going to do the pee-pee dance.
That's a different commercial, ma'am.
Exactly.
Do you
is this
a catheter?
Depends commercial?
Kathy Catheter.
But dude, I thought it'd be great, you know. And like you have other, I want to get with other agencies,
yeah,
you know, for stuff. But you know, hey, that's nice, man. You know, can you imagine a couple grand right there, baby?
That'd be awesome.
Sweet.
No, yeah. I went to two auditions last week, and both of them, I don't know if I'll hear back, but one was for short guy in the club, that was the and the other one was for it was an ESPN cameraman, yeah. And same thing. I dressed up like to a T for both roles, and who knows if you'll hear back.
There was one guy that came in dressed like a fisherman. Because I guess his agent was nice because they told him what the fuck he was going to be
right,
doing.
Right, right, right.
He showed up with the poles and everything.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what the
he
fuck?
He brought props.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a professional right there. Yeah. You know, but the funniest part when you're at an audition is all the people that are waiting. Because it was I waited like over an hour and a half. And I had to be at Wayne Felber's show on Saturday.
How did that go?
Yeah, it went good, man. It was like a lighter crowd, like 40 people, 50 people. But everything went really well. You know, nice theater, Mozart really Theater.
Where was the casting at?
This was... right off Alton Road and that warehouse casting something. I'm trying to remember.
Is it Universal?
No, Universal.
That's on
29th. SunTrust, right? By the
SunTrust. No, they moved. They're now, they? Now. Yeah, they're over in Wynwood now.
Yeah,
Midtown.
Yeah, that's the people over at Universal Casting. Whatever, they have a lot of them there.
Yeah, okay.
But no, this was the other one. It's in that warehouse area, just off Alton Road and whatever that is Avenue something Avenue. Anyway, so but there's all these kind of people, and it's funny because people just stare at you. You know what I mean? It's like. And then I got up for a second just to get something. This fucking, I had a really good stool, like a stool seat.
Oh, people you can't get up. It's like crazy.
Dude, I got up and I went to go grab the sheet. And I came back. The guy fucking weaseled his ass into the seat. And I go, I literally walked from here to the door. I mean, it's, and the guy goes, and I go, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, you're going to take my fucking seat? I just went to get a piece of paper. And the guy says, oh, you're going to, you want to, no. Yeah, they called my name. I'm like, yeah, no, that's okay. Keep the fucking seat. What a fucking douchebag. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So yeah, the show.
He's getting all Hollywood. He didn't book the role yet. He's yeah. like, "Where the fuck are my M&Ms? Get out of my seat!"
Yeah. The secretary's like, "The diabetes guys are gonna fight out here in the waiting room. Moving along,
a bunch of big guys out here,
a bunch of sweaty guys out here getting angry.
Where's my fucking trailer?
We need some snacks in the waiting room.
Get some
Bring
sugar.
Out the fried chicken. Come on.
The diabetes guys are getting pissed.
Where's the kill? Where's the
diabetes guys are losing it. Yeah, man.
Their blood sugar is dropping.
It's like the waiting room from Beetlejuice.
It's so funny.
He's trying to switch numbers with the little head guy.
Yeah, so. I was going to do that on stage, too. I was going to do the whole thing. I thought it'd be funny. You know, isn't it funny sometimes? Like, one of the things I've been watching more comedy over the last several days, like just seeing other comics and stuff. Like especially the LA, the West Coast comics. Uh-huh. It's like they'll take like a moment, like in acting, they have something called independent activity. Like, if you've ever taken an acting class,
yeah,
you do an independent activity, which could be anything. You're shining your shoes, you're painting something, you know what I mean? And you act it out, and what you're supposed to, it's an acting exercise,
mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to do is put yourself in a situation. Like, the last one I did, I was just shining my shoes, but I was shining my shoes to go to my brother's wake. You know, that was the storyline, so you had to put it out, though. So, so you do this like an acting exercise. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, but that's what... And I'm watching some of these guys. I'm like, that's what these guys are fucking doing.
So you got to, did you pick this idea yourself? Like, you're like, I'm going to go in and shine my shoes because I'm going to my brother's wake. Or did they give you topics to choose?
No, they just basically, in this acting class, they explained the idea of an independent activity.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do that, and you have to explain it to the acting coach what it is you're doing.
Okay.
And the scenario. And I'm like, well, I'm in my room.
That's really dark,
shining
man.
Shining my shoes, you know, while I'm... You know, waiting to go to my brother's funeral, or whatever.
Yeah, it's sad,
and it's really like a great exercise, right? You've been acting, so
yeah. It's just like you take any mundane activity, but you got to give yourself some kind of backstory so that you can.
It has meaning, yeah. Right? Like it has some sort of feeling, like you know, like you're sweeping the fucking the bathroom.
Did you do it as a monologue? Like, were you talking through this? Like, what's going?
No, for the most part, you're not.
It's just a physical activity.
Most of the time, you're not. Like, there was one guy. I can still remember this one dude.
So you're taking the rag, you're rubbing the shoe, you're rubbing your tears. You're rubbing the shoe.
Well, the first time I'm doing the spit shine, I'm like,
She's like, what the fuck are you spitting for?
Yeah. What are you spitting at? I'm like, well, doesn't anybody use a spit shine? She's like, what, this is the 1930s?
Yeah.
So then I didn't do any spitting. I was just, you know, looking and looking around in the house. Like, you know, I was in his room. I was sitting in his room at the time, getting my shit signed. So, but there was one guy who did this whole thing. Like, he was a mobster guy, a drug dealer, and he was on his way to go kill somebody, you know, so he fucking breaks out the sugar, throws it on a table, pours himself some lines and shit. He's like, and he didn't snort. Obviously, he's not going to snort the fucking salt or whatever he was using. So he's like, and he's brushing it away. So the acting coach is like, it has to look a little real. I mean, if you're going to snort something, you got to act, you know what I mean? You actually got to snort it. And he was like, I'm not going to snort salt. And then he gets up and he fucking like cocks his weapon and shit. Turns out the guy had a loaded weapon in the fucking class.
Oh my God.
And we're like, and I know the guy next to me, I'm like, I think that fuck, he's got, there's fucking bullets in that clip. And the guy sitting next to me, he's like, there are. He's like, motherfucker.
So he probably had real coke on him, too.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? Hey, break it
Why
up
not commit? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Cut a line for everybody, bitch. So, yeah. So, and then sure enough, the dude sitting next to me gets up and walks out. He goes, there's really fucking bullets in there. He walks out. And I'm like, and then the teacher looks at him, whatever. I'm like, I got out. What the fuck? I'm not going to stand here with this
clown. It's not worth getting shot for his monologue. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Did you hear the story? We're going to talk a little bit today. It's one of our stories from Straight from the Headlines. And you know what? We're going to talk about the announcement from Ferguson. And by now, we don't know what the hell's happened.
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck? But
should come in any minute.
But
now.
There was a lady in Missouri. Yeah. There was a lady in Missouri who had a gun, and she was like sitting there on a video camera saying, I'm ready for the whatever happens, and she shot herself in the head.
I didn't read it, but I heard about that.
Yeah. So she died, right?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
She's dead. You know?
What an idiot.
Yeah, what a wave of fucking gun
Put
around.
Down the gun, nerd. Like, chill out.
There's a lot of anti-cop stuff. Are you anti-police?
No. I mean, I'm not anti-police. I don't like bad cops, but my cousin's a cop in New York City, and she's a good cop.
Yeah.
So,
how about you, Tim? You're not a cop lover.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Completely anti.
Sorry, Tim.
I've yet to meet your cousin, but I'm sure she's the one good one.
She's pretty hot. She's pretty hot.
And how about you, man?
Yeah, I'm the same as Tim. I mean, like, I know the cops are supposed to be doing good shit, but there's a lot of them who aren't. So, I mean, like,
yeah.
What are you gonna do?
There was a video on Facebook of this one guy who was videoing, and the cops were pointing their tasers and shit at him. He's like, I am not a threat. I am not armed. Why are you pointing your weapons at me? And I'm like laughing. I'm like, oh, yeah, many criminals are very honest about whether or not they have a fucking weapon on them or something.
Yeah, they should just shoot them.
No, that's the thing. They're pointing the gun at the guy, and he's like, I am a veteran. He starts crying during the thing. I am not threatening.
He's like, I'm scared.
Meanwhile, his fucking friend is laying on the floor. If I'm laying on the floor and you're going off with the cops, like, I am not, like, Tim, just fucking lay down so get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, and I posted on this thing. I'm like, dude, just lay the fuck down. Mm-hmm. Let the cops do their fucking thing. There's obviously a reason they're stopping you. You know? You think about it. How often does a cop stop you in the middle of when you're walking down the street? Like, I've been in a situation many years ago where the cops pulled me over because the car I was in.
Uh-huh.
You're right? It was a black vet. So they pulled me over. I'm like, oh, get out of the car and put your hands up. What the fuck? And I'm like, I'm not going to say, what the fuck? I wasn't doing anything. Fuck you, copper. You know, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, my thought was there's got to be a reason. And it's got
to
be.
Unfortunately, there doesn't.
Huh?
Unfortunately, there doesn't have to be a reason.
Yeah, it really doesn't have to be a reason.
Yeah, but you really think cops are getting.
Yes, I know that they do that. Yeah, 100%.
Especially in New York.
For no reason.
Yes, they do it a lot.
But don't you think you should just comply and get it over with? If you're not, if you're truly innocent, why be like, oh, I'm not innocent?
Exactly.
What is your? I would just be like, listen, let's get it over with. You're going to find nothing. And then you're going to let me go.
Officer, but I'm going to comply with you. That's it. Why am I going to argue with the officer about being right? It's not a winnable argument. That's my point.
Unfortunately, we live in a world where terrorist happens, and, you know, either they don't do their job enough, and then there's a bomb on a plane, and that goes off, or they go over, and someone gets a little hurt or brushed up, or maybe they end up dead, unfortunately, because, like, they're like, hey, I'm innocent, and the cop's like, wait, you look suspicious. So it's like, it's a catch-22, first of all, in my opinion. Secondly, I think it sucks that they are asshole cops out there. We know this, but... End of the day, when I've gotten robbed and I called I called cops. I don't know gang members. I'm not down with La Costa Nostra. So I'm calling 911 saying, hey, someone just robbed my car. And hopefully they find a guy, you know?
That's hopefully they don't show up and shoot you.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
That's my new joke. It's funny because it was a true story we read last week on the show. There was a protest in Ferguson. A woman who led the protest, her car got stolen at the protest. So she had to call 911. She goes, my car has just been stolen. I'm over here in Ferguson. Where are you at? We're at the rally. We're over here at the rally. What rally is that, ma'am? Oh, it's the fuck the police rally. Yeah. What's that? Excuse me? Yeah, I'm over at the fuck the police rally. Oh, you're just sitting there watching it? No, I actually put the rally together. Yeah, this is my rally. Can you come help me with my car? Yeah, hold on a second. We'll be right there. I mean, there's a, how, you know, now she's complaining. She thought that her shit was stolen on purpose because it was like a 2000 Saturn. Like, who the fuck's going to steal a 2000 Saturn? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's so, like a car you try to give away.
So you think she was targeted?
Yeah, like the cop said, you know what? Okay, you're going to fuck the police. Well, we're going to steal your fucking car. I mean, that would be
it's
a dick.
Funny.
That would be a dick move, but it'd be a funny move, yeah, I think. Funny. Right? It's like, you
now
know.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah. Who are you going to call now? Right. I mean, you know, listen, I have a lot of friends who are cops and stuff, and you know, and I've trained with them. And if, you know, for the most part, they're not, you know, they're not like. The ones, I, you know, now here's the thing. I know sometimes when you got that much power, sometimes some of these guys get a little bit, you know, it gets a little bit too much for them. You know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah, no, I've seen that. I mean, we had conversation with this one guy, actually Charles, who's a cop. Like, he was like that. It was like 8 years ago. We're like, dude, you're not that, you know, you're not fucking like, you know, Shaft. Okay, calm the fuck down.
Bring it down a notch.
Like, he was like, he would come off being like really aggressive, like even in conversation, you know, like, look, let me tell you something, like. Fucking calm the fuck down. You know, we're talking about baseball here, bitch. You know what I mean? It was, but you could tell it's something that can overcome you a little bit. Like, sometimes that happens in professions. If you're a teacher, you try to teach all the time. You have a hard time listening. There's a lot of teachers that have a hard time listening.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever noticed that. There's a lot of, like, as a salesperson, I tried to sell shit to teachers. They're the hardest fucking, client because they don't want to hear a fucking thing you have to say. They're so in tune.
They're
to
used
teaching.
To a one-sided conversation,
right?
So.
Yeah, they're dealing with
that
kids, right? So it's almost like a weird thing, right? So cops sometimes they got to go through so much shit that eventually they've seen so. Think of it this way: they've seen so many fucking scumbags out there, you know, that they almost thinking like, okay, here's another scumbag, right? Could be.
Well, they don't give anybody the benefit of the doubt because they can't.
Yeah,
can't afford to.
You can't afford to make a mistake, then you're dead. You know, like this, like the guy was screaming in that video, I don't have a weapon. I am not threatening you. Meanwhile, he's pointing a camera and he's resisting the cop's instructions. Just put the fucking camera down. I mean, first of all, think about that. If you're holding the camera at the cop, right, and you're sitting and the cop's saying, you know, get on the floor or whatever. If a cop says you get on the floor, you're walking down the street. What's the first thing you're thinking?
I'm going to put my hands up and get on the floor.
Fuck yeah. What
he's
am I
pointing a gun at me. I mean, what am I going to do? I don't have a gun. I don't have what the fuck?
I'm going to challenge the guy now? How, you got the wrong person.
I'm not going to reach for my
what would
wallet.
The right person, what would the right person be saying right then? If they had the right person, what would they be saying right then? Oh, you got the wrong guy. What the fuck? It's going to be the same explanation, right? Why? And that's the thing. You watch this shit, and I don't know which came first, the bad cop or the good cop or the fucking, you know what I mean? But the bottom line is our society doesn't have any respect for police anymore, right? So there's got to be a change. And now, who the fuck knows what's happening in Ferguson right now?
Right.
Well, maybe the good cops can show a little bit more anger towards the bad cops.
Right. Yeah, like call them out.
Internal
that might help
affairs
a little bit.
Definitely
yeah.
should start like ramping up their game
because you don't hear that like ever.
It's true.
And, right? And I will also say, my experience dealing with police, I'm sure, no matter how shitty it may ever been, it does not comparison if I was a black guy. In the wrong side of town at the wrong time of day. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm driving a nice car and I'm in a bad neighborhood and I happen to be a black guy, cop pulls me over, thinks I'm in there trying to buy drugs.
Is there a light on in the car?
There is a light on in the car. It says low tire.
Low tire. Hey, Mike pulls over to fix his tire. He gets the shit beat out of
him. Right, right.
I'm just trying to fix my fucking tire.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that happens, right? I mean, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, I mentioned this once. I've been pulled over once. The fucking guy, you know, smacked the cigar out of my buddy's mouth and shit like that. But I was the one saying, okay, cool. I turned around. I'm fucking all right. The guy pushed me around and bumped me. What am I going to do? Fight the cop? It's fucking crazy. Listen, I don't know. That's what we're going to do.
Hands up. Don't shoot.
Right. That's all we do. Cop says, hey, get on the ground. I'm going to get on the fucking ground.
Yeah
the sooner you comply, the sooner you'll be on your way if you're truly innocent, if you have nothing to do with it.
Right. Because the way I look at it, if I go through all this shit and they hit me and they fucking start punching me and shit and I didn't do anything, next thing you know, I'm found innocent, Lawsuit, fucker. That's the way it goes. Okay, you made a mistake. Congratulations. Now
if
we're going
to
fuck
you. Happen to live, Dougie.
Well, listen, I guarantee you got a better chance of living if you're not sitting there resisting or filming him like, fuck you. I know my rights, you fucking pig, you fucking cunt. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to get me far.
I think some of the stories, the guys weren't doing that. Like the guy with asthma in New York, he was just like, I have asthma, please. You're choking. I can't breathe. He's like,
now you are,
get down on the floor.
The guy was resisting. I mean, as bad as it sounds, that fucking guy was resisting. That big dude.
Because he was not breathing. Like,
No. Before that even happened, they had the guy up against the wall. They were trying to grab. They had him by the arms. And they're saying, he's like, and of course, he's like, what the fuck did I do? And he's like, you know, fuck, put your hands up behind your back, whatever. But he kept like fighting him. And he's a big fucking dude. And then one other cop comes over and we'll take care of this. And it turns into a mass fucking situation. It's, you know. Now, does that mean if the cops is okay, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass? You're like, oh, hold on a second, this isn't.
Did we ever
procedure.
Find out why they were like? Because he just looked suspicious, and they were like, "I'm gonna choke him out." Like,
I don't know. I, you know,
they said he was selling Lucy's.
Lucy, like loose cigarettes,
individual cigarettes.
Really? That was what happened.
That's the whole
really.
Thing.
Oh my god! Is that illegal?
It is.
Yeah.
Actually.
If you were like, hey, can I bum a cigarette? I'm like, I'll give you one for 50 cents. That's illegal.
Yeah.
And the cops
can fucking ridiculous.
Choke you out. Yeah. Yeah, well.
It's not like ketchup packets, not for resale.
See, but he mouths off to the cops, so now he's dead.
Yeah, right.
He was challenging.
Choked out.
Yeah.
The man choked him until he died.
Yeah. He figured he's so big he can take it, but, you know, not a good decision.
Well, like I said, they need to print not for resale on every cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a tax stamp on it, yeah.
Non-transferable.
Just the same way like the person sued McDonald's when they spilled the hot coffee because it didn't say hot, and now every cup says caution hot.
Yeah.
They should do that with cigarettes, too.
Yeah. This isn't the iced coffee, is it? Hey, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's Tuesday morning. I'm here with Tim Hanlon.
Yeah, we're kicking it off.
Mike Cintron.
What up?
And Elgin David's here.
Good morning, Mom.
Stick around, too, because we're going to bring you Toasted Sports with Toast at the end of the show. So we'll be right back with more right after this.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Dougie Show. It's Tuesday morning here on the WEI Network and IRN, Internet Radio Network, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., all new shows, and of course, exclusively on IRN, Internet Radio Network. Mondays is Encore Mondays, where yesterday they played Peter Leonard and Minda's show from Wednesday, and on Friday is the Best of All Time episode, which is... We actually went back to what the hell episode did we pull?
One of the best.
There's so many good ones to choose from.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
The best of all time.
I feel bad for whoever has to go through that and pick out the cream of the crop.
You're looking at them.
Did you see the catch that guy for the Giants had?
Oh my god!
No, the one handed catch. That was ridiculous. He caught it with like his finger, like his thumb in his middle.
It was so good. I started laughing. Right. Like, you know, that's a good catch when you're watching the game. You just start laughing, going, "How did?"
The tragedy was that the Dallas won that game though.
Yeah.
Right? They still came back and won.
Oh, still made that guy. I mean, that guy's etched in history right now. He's a freaking
one-handed catch. Number one. Number two, he reached back.
He was tackled by the corner.
And he landed in the end zone. That was
and he landed
money.
On his ass.
It was so money.
That was unbelievable catch.
To catch,
man,
the tip of the ball like that one hand?
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Insane.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's
so good.
It'd be funny if the guy's at home and he's like dropping shit. You know, he grabs his fucking ice water.
I don't think that guy's ever dropping anything. Yeah. That guy's got grip, man.
That guy's got a fucking can catch
and
anything.
And they just done a little montage of him warming up for the game.
Right.
Just snagging everything one-handed. And it was exactly like what they were just throwing in the warm-ups, and then he catches it in the live game.
That's crazy.
Wow, man.
Well, that's what a lot of those guys do now. They practice the one-hand catch. And so I remember reading a story in Sports Illustrated. They're like, this is ridiculous. You got to use both hands and train. And like, that's like anything. You learn how to do that. Like as a goalkeeper, and you know, and I train a goal, you would have to learn how to like palm. Like you try to catch it, but sometimes you can't catch it. Sometimes the balls hit so fucking hard, or it's raining and shit. You know, you just learn how to.
Well, that was a perfect case of. I mean, he's not getting two hands on that ball. That was
nah. He got three fingers.
Jumping backwards, falling down.
That was unbelievable,
that was
dude. That was un fucking believable catch, man. And we'll talk about that with Toast on Toasted Sports.
Oh, there you
today.
Go.
Yeah. See what he has to say about that. Fuck. I mean, you're right. That has to be easily the greatest catch of all time.
I think as far as a pure catch.
Yeah.
I mean, the one in the Super Bowl a couple years with Tyree, where he stuck
it
on his
head. It's
definitely
the catch of the season so far.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
It's probably going to be the catch of the year.
Easily.
Yeah.
It's going to be on SportsCenter.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Mike Cintron had to go, and he's got a big show at Fuego del Mar on Wednesday night. So if you're in the Mike Cintron?
Yeah, yeah.
What I call him?
No, that's right. I was going to say Mike and all the guys from Calzone.
Oh, yeah, the Calzone spaceship are going to be over there at Fuego del Mar over on Flagler Beach. Is that what it is?
I think it's Daytona.
Yeah, it's north of, I think it's some of that Flagler Beach or whatever it is. I was there once. That was the last time I was there, and it was kind of funny. The owner's really cool by the place, right? So we had the show downstairs, so somebody brought out a joint, and we're smoking. You know, plus, you know, I was going to go, I didn't have anything, which is, I'm like quitting. I'm like, I have nothing anymore. It's ridiculous. So
well, dry, huh?
Yeah, well, that's why it was, somebody said, like, why?
Ever since Amendment 2, man. God,
yeah, well, everybody was wondering why, you know, a few weeks ago I was
why
like,
why
you've
been
really,
so irritable?
Yeah, why I've been so, like, fucking mad and, you know.
Starting all this shit,
I stopped smoking, man. And then I finally smoked last week, and everybody's like, wow, you seem different. I'm like, well, yeah. And now I'm out again.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out. I'm trying to remember who else was there. I think Diaz Mackey out of Vegas, very funny guy. He was there. He did a spot. And Peter Keefe, I'm trying to remember his name, out of that area. He works a lot at Artie Fletcher's room in Daytona. So we're all burning, right? So we go upstairs. We're burning up in there's a second floor area. We're burning up there. And all of a sudden, I'm holding the joint. And I see cops walking up the stairs. I go, here, I pass the joint. And the cops walk up, and Diaz is sitting there with the joint in his hand, right? And he's like, hey, what's up? And the cops walk up, hey, what are you guys doing? He's like, oh, you know? And then.
Not being black?
Yeah.
We're being very white taxpayer-y.
My hands are up.
Yeah, exactly. I already put my hands up. I said, fuck it, you know. And so the cops are there, and they're like, and then. And he's like, sir, come with here. You put that out, you know, whatever, yeah. And stuff like that. He's like, okay, come over here. And now the other guy, Peter, Keith, he's like, no, we're all smoking. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, shut up, man. Wow. I mean, let's just get out of it.
Yeah.
And it turns out the owner ended up taking responsibility for it. He's like, look, this is my place. It was mine, you know, whatever. And we all, you know, I'm like, fuck, I got to drive home. I'm not going to fucking, you know.
Yeah, you know,
go to jail, you know, go to the fucking pokey.
12:30 at night on a Friday.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Oh, that's worst.
So, yeah, so if you're out there in Fuego del Mar, I think it's Flagler Beach.
Smoke them if you got them, because the cops are cool, man.
Yeah, exactly. They won't bust your ass.
Straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
All right. That's right. Time for Straight from the Headlines here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And, of course, you know, it's always Tuesdays are always easy when it comes to headlines, because we've had fucking...
Oh, yeah, the whole weekend.
Whole weekend passing and shit like that, besides the obvious. But I don't know if you guys saw this story. You know, it's amazing how somebody can, you know, survive like a fall. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever
if you're over three, under three, you can fall off a skyscraper and bounce up.
Right. Like they have those stories about the babies, right?
All
that
the
fall
time.
From balconies and they bounce. They're like
all the time.
They're like a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, they have all that cartilage. It's like, huh.
Yeah, they're like rubber.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, this was on Facebook. They had that black woman with the black baby. It turned out she was a babysitter.
A black woman with the black baby.
Oh, my. No, one? Did you see this video?
Is it the girl that with the kid threw up? And
yeah. Yes. Oh, what a terrible video that
I'm
was.
I'm watching it. I start covering my eyes. I'm like, why
could
am
you
I
imagine?
This?
Why are you posting these videos?
Why does this woman think she's a babysitter? She's trying to feed the baby. Right? The part of the video, she's feeding the baby, and she's getting mad. She smashed
the baby. She's
yelling
at him, swallow it, swallow it. She's yelling at the kid.
The fucking baby swallows, and then she starts eating the baby food. Right? She's eating the baby food. And then the baby projectile vomit. Right? I mean, this looks like The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Fucking streams out of the baby's mouth. I'm like, holy shit. Right? And the fucking, and now the lady throws the baby.
Onto the tile floor.
Onto the tile floor, face first.
And then starts and proceeds to kick the baby.
Stands the baby, on the kid. Kicks the
and
baby.
Then stands on the baby.
Stands on the kid.
And I'm like, great, you're raising a murderer.
What would you do if you came home, you unplugged the little teddy bear thing, whatever, plug it in, and you see that shit?
It's over, man.
That's the thing. The first thing I thought about
I
was what,
fuck
what
that babysitter
what did the parent,
up.
What did the parents do when they saw this video? Hey, invite the babysitter over. We got to have a talk with her. You know, and next thing you know, you beat the shit out of her, you just call the cops.
Wait, didn't we recently talk about something like this where a guy, he molested some kid and then they brought him back over the house and they killed him? Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, they cut his nuts off.
Yeah.
There you go.
They took a branding iron. They took like a fucking, like a soldering iron?
Because he raped their daughter or something. Oh.
He took a soldering iron and he fucking put it on the guy's nuts and everything.
So they're like, come over.
Yeah, come over here. We're going to be frying up some nuts.
Wow.
Yours.
Chestnuts roasting.
Yeah, his nuts roasting on my welding torch. He tried to fuck my daughter, you know.
Did you see when that video was from? Because I thought it was a couple years old. I think some of the comments was she got like a 3-year sentence or something like
good.
That.
Wow. Well, I guess that's
it's messed up.
San Francisco window washer falls onto moving car.
Ooh. From how high?
A worker fell screaming 11 stories.
Oh, my God. And survived?
From a roof of a bank building on Friday morning onto a moving car, crushing its roof and sending shattered glass flying into the streets.
Oh, my God.
Police and witnesses said. What did the guy in the fucking car think? The man suffered critical injuries, but he was conscious, police said. The car's driver, Mohammed Al-Khorzai, turns out he was a fucking Al-Qaeda member. Wouldn't that be funny if the guy fell out of a fucking...
It would have been the greatest hero story of all time.
He falls
in.
He stopped him from...
bombs.
The guy had like...
real-life MacGyver.
Yeah, the guy had like a fucking dirty bomb in the trunk.
Be the greatest hero story
I can't believe
of all
you
time.
Fell out of my car. The car driver, Mohammed Al-Khorzai, was not injured, he told the news.
How?
That says he's happy to be alive, holy especially shit. After his car roof almost completely collapsed in the accident.
Dude, he was lucky, man.
That asshole fell on me.
Are there pictures?
Of the car, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to see what it looks like.
Did you see the window washers at the Trade Center?
Oh, the guys that got stuck up there?
Yeah, I was watching that as it was happening.
Dude, the roof of this car is completely, it's like a movie. It's
it looks
like
a guy
it
fell
in.
11 stories onto a roof. I know what it looks like.
But how did the driver not get hurt? That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, picture a car that a guy just fell 100 feet onto. That's exactly what it looks like.
I think
a little Wile E. Coyote cutout.
The witness described seeing a blue streak in the man's shadow as he
fell.
That
was the Windex.
Yeah. I leave streaks the whole way down.
He didn't complete the whole job, but there's about 2 feet wide, perfectly clean windows all the way down.
I saw a blue streak, no pun intended.
That's funny.
And hearing shattering glass as he hit the car, and then it rolled onto the ground. The roof of the car, a green Toyota Camry, was smashed in, and the rear windshield shattered. Bianca Bayham, who was on the corner where the man fell, said she looked up to see his shadow and ran for cover.
Yeah.
She's like, it's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
So he fell off the roof or out of the scaffold? What happened?
Yeah, it was cleaning you know.
He was leaning over from the top?
Yeah, he was cleaning windows.
Holy crap.
As he was coming down, he was definitely screaming, Baham. Yeah. Fuck!
That's got to be the worst.
Can you imagine?
And he lived.
Fuck.
How's he doing now?
I bet he's not cleaning windows anymore.
He's done.
A 31 31, a pre-medical student at San Francisco State University, wow, who was on her way to the gym.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Said it all happened so quickly and instantaneous.
Yeah, in about 4.5 seconds.
Yeah. It's not like you. It's
that's
like
how gravity works.
This isn't a fucking commercial. With the,
it was weird. Know. He was floating back and forth.
Yeah. He was like a leaf.
You know you're a fuck up when you can't get suicide right. Like, he fucking jumped off the roof and then survived.
No, I don't think he was committing suicide.
You never know. Maybe, I mean, yeah, probably survived. I fell.
The man, yeah.
He's just mangled.
Yeah, the man identified by police only as window washer.
And depressed. You think depression's bad. Try in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Was moving equipment on the roof of a bank building in the heart of San Francisco's financial district and not a window washing platform when he fell. San Francisco Police Sergeant Daniel Newman said, the platform was on the ground at the side of the building, and cables were hanging from its side.
Oh, my God.
It was not clear whether the man was setting the platform up, but he was working with a partner, police said. Sam Hartwell, 56, of San Rafael, said he was walking to the building the man fell from for a meeting when he saw something blue falling.
Wow.
This guy's glad he didn't wear a different
color
shirt.
See, I told you he was sad. There's still something blue falling.
I'm blue and I'm falling.
The car saved him. If he would have hit the ground, he would have been dead.
Yeah, of course. It's almost like a cushion in the roof.
For a Toyota, man.
Yeah, Toyota Camry crumples own roof.
If he hit the hood of my car, forget it.
He's done. He and about 20 other people ran to the man who was on his back. The man was lucid, though he was bleeding. He understood what we were with him. Hartwell said bystanders, who included a nurse, put clothing on the man as they waited for the ambulance.
But did his clothing fly off?
Must have.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're naked.
Man, I was doing some work on the rooftops down on South Beach and downtown, and some of those roofs, there's no parapet. There's no, like, ledge.
Right.
It's just flat roof, and then that's it.
An edge.
And it's like, how can they design a building like that? Like, it didn't even go up 2 feet on some of these. It was just flat.
That's scary.
That's probably what you know. He was up there on one of those type of roofs, and
you could have, you know, the guidelines are the wind could have got him.
Like the OSHA guy, you're not allowed to be within 6 feet of that. But you know, this guy's doing window washing. I don't know what he's doing there.
Yeah, he was setting up like a scaffold.
Yeah, I was on a couple. It was windy. I was like, "Fuck, I'm like, forget that's probably this."
A gust of wind probably took him, and that's it.
Poor guy's making $11 an hour.
Yeah, I think those guys get paid pretty well. Like you were talking about those dudes on the Freedom Tower.
Yeah,
they got stuck up there, and they're yeah. I mean, it's so fucking high up there, like freezing their ass off.
The best part of that is they're interviewing a guy on the street, and he worked for. He had something to do with the building. He worked in the. Elevators or something. He's the typical New Yorker. He's like, oh, there's no way they're gonna break that fucking window, you know, those things are built. And as he's saying it, he can't see, he's just on the street, you know. They've cut a hole in the window and they're pulling the guys through the window at that moment. He's like, oh, there's no way they're getting those windows open.
That's right. Yeah, they had to cut the window.
They cut the window.
Yeah, oh my God.
But as they're interviewing the guy, it's a split screen. It's a guy on the street saying it's impossible for them to take those windows out. And then the other side of the screen, they're pulling the guys in.
Ooh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
That's a tough gig, man.
That's a story to tell, you know.
Well, I hope the guy's all right.
The man worked for Concord, a California-based Century Window Cleaning, said Peter Melton, a spokesman for the California company. Safety is a major issue for us.
Yeah.
The company was cited for one serious violation and three other violations back in 2008. One of them related to instructing window cleaning employees in the proper use of all equipment provided them, and supervising the use of the equipment and safety devices to ensure the safe working practices are observed.
Wow.
According to federal records, the company was fined more than $6,500, though the fine was eventually reduced to a little more than $2,700.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Learn one fucking moral of the story. Do not be a fucking window washer. But I think they get paid good, man.
This guy's going to put all every previous workers' comp claim to shame, man. Everybody that's ever slipped and like hurt their ankle or got a bruise on their elbow and taken a week off, this guy fell 11
stories.
Yeah, I tripped on a step and I bumped my head on the fucking thing.
Oh, I can't work for another 3 months.
Well, this guy fell 11
stories. I had to pick up a
ladder.
Yeah.
Hey,
I hurt my back.
Here's an interesting story. Not only cops are bad, but attorney probed for hypnotizing female clients. Ohioan, a 57-year-old directed woman.
Hypnotizing?
Hypnotized people.
Okay. Like the watch back and forth?
Yeah.
Like, sleepy. You're getting sleepy. Lunch.
You're very hot right now.
An Ohio lawyer is under criminal investigation for hypnotizing a female client during meetings and directing her to engage in a series of sexual activities while in a trance and under his control.
Mm.
You're getting sleepy. You're going to blow me.
You're getting horny.
The probe of Michael Fine, 57, was detailed yesterday in an emergency court motion filed by the Lorain County Bar Association, which is seeking an immediate suspension of the lawyer who has been practicing for more than 30 years. Now, this always amazes me. When somebody has a practice, you know, if you're a lawyer, you're doing pretty good. I mean, a lot of people think lawyers are all rich. They're not. It's a very competitive business, for one, right? But you got a 30-year practice, and you figure, you know what? I learned how to hypnotize. This girl's hot. I'm gonna, you know. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, is this his first instance of this happening?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Has he hypnotized other women?
Yeah. Are there going to be like
going to be like Bill Cosby?
Yeah, there's 100 chicks, people coming out the woodworks? Yeah.
According to the court records, a second woman recently told police that she believed that Fine sought to hypnotize her during meetings in his office where the pair discussed the woman's divorce case. Yeah, there you go.
Praying
divorces
on the
week. Are always fucking easy to get in the bed. A detailed in an affidavit prepared by an investigator with the local county prosecutor, Jane Doe, hired Fine last year to represent her in a child custody matter. The woman recently contacted cops to report that she had strange memories and feelings after a series of meetings with Fine that occurred in his office and in a conference room at the county courthouse. Well, I don't, you know, I studied pre-law. I was supposed to be a lawyer, but I don't ever remember, you know, anybody like, okay, now to really deal with your testimony, let me put you under hypnosis.
Yeah, that's unheard of. I've never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah. She was unable to recall substantial portions of the meetings, and afterwards she would realize her clothes and bra were out of place and moved, and her vagina was wet.
Wow.
Ooh.
This is weird.
Mm. After being told by cops that more definitive evidence was needed, the woman recorded her next two telephone conversations with Fine and provided the tapes to police. As described by Thomas, one of the October recordings begins with a discussion of the woman's court case. But when Fine learns that she's alone, he places her in a trance. What follows, Thomas said, is one of the explicit sexual nature wherein induces her into multiple orgasms.
What?
Over the phone.
Well, fuck, this guy's got skills.
Powerful. Yeah, man.
Why is he wasting his time on
law? He should be teaching seminars on fucking...
this guy should be like, yeah, I'm the ladies' man.
Yeah.
Bar Association motion charges that Fine used code words to induce Jane Doe to enter a trance-like stage. While his client was hypnotized, Fine told her that she was being made love to by world's greatest lover.
Hmm.
And that he was her teacher. The attorney also assured Jane Doe that she will appear normal and only remember their discussions regarding legal matters. Boy, this guy should have skilled fucking Bill Cosby on this shit.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I keep thinking Bill Cosby wishes he got that memory thing from fucking...
Men in Black?
Yeah, he like, you know. Then
yeah.
He like, okay, yeah, he had my Spanish fly. Now here, look at the light. Yeah, I was laughing because, you know, last week... Oh, by the way, here's an update. Remember, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but... we did that gig at the Bent Pine Country Club.
Yeah.
And they wrote us a check that bounced.
Yeah.
They stopped payment on
yes.
it. Yes. Oh, my God. Fucking Matlock over here. I got a hold of the guy. I said, hey.
What's going on, brother?
The guy finally called me back. I go, you know, you guys committed a felony when you handed me a check and then stopped payment on it. Not to mention you're in breach of contract. So I knew it was going to be because the guy calls like, hey, Doug.
Oh,
hey, buddy. Hey.
Hey, woo, what a weekend, huh? I'm like, look, man. And then check reissued.
Nice.
Get it over with.
Jerks.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, in Melbourne, Florida, Bill Cosby goes on stage, gets a standing ovation. In Vero Beach, I get kicked off the stage for doing an anti-racist joke. What the fuck is going on in that part of the state? Unbelievable. Just nuts.
That must have been a weird show the other night. In wow. Melbourne with Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, the people that went there, they know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right? You think about that. Oh, this guy's in the middle of that. Just the fact that they're going, are they that like, oh, we bought tickets. What are we going to do? We're going to lose our money? That's what they're thinking.
Well, I'm sure they would have refunded tickets.
If you wanted to cancel because of it, you think?
I would think so.
I thought, I mean, that's what I thought. I thought, you know, hey, I don't want to go see this rapist.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then fucking, you know, no. They gave him a standing ovation. Now, mind you, there's some people that are saying, what happens if it turns out that a lot of this is fabricated and bullshit? You know, because one of the things about the stories is some of these people came back for more. You know what I mean? It's like these, I mean, it's
yeah,
like.
There's a whole lot that goes into that. I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
If you manipulate someone into having sex, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If you legitimately paid somebody off for anything, for any reason, there's obviously some kind of something you did, something you did wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they might be coming back for their sloppy seconds with money wise, but, you know, if he had to pay him off in the first place at all, obviously.
But I mean, these are people that went on a date and it happened. They're like, okay. Then they thought it was weird. Then they went out, okay, let's go out. Let me go out with Bill again. And it's like,
look at Ray Rice's wife. She married him.
Right.
Doesn't mean he didn't punch her in the face.
That's what I'm saying. Some of these women, you know, are thinking, okay,
women can be manipulated.
Some of these women, you know, think it's kinky.
And
that's
cases that has happened thousands of times where a guy's beat the living shit out of a woman and she still professes her love for him. It doesn't mean he didn't beat the shit out of her.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, and that's the thing. That'll go into his defense case. Like,
I mean,
these
it sounds
women
silly.
Back.
It sounds silly to me. It sounds silly to you that you got raped by this guy and then you later went on a date with him. But it still happens.
There's also like people who, you know, like, think Michael Jackson's innocent or guilty or whatever, but there's still families he paid off. You know what I mean? So what does that say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just speaks volumes in itself. If you had to pay somebody off to be quiet about something, why?
Well, I mean that, well, that,
you know, if you're truly innocent, why would you pay somebody off?
No, well, I'll give you another angle.
I don't think that's an admission of guilt.
It isn't. Let me tell you why. Because I can tell you, in my industry as a financial advisor, there are sometimes that people that'll make they'll accuse you of something. Like, honestly, somebody accused me one time of forging their paperwork.
Okay.
And I'm like, what, are you fucking crazy? But then, you know, the if they want to, you know, my attorney says, look, the deductible for errors and omission, which is your insurance that covers you for stuff, is not worth it. Like, he lost, the guy's account was down $3,000.
Right.
It's going to cost you more to fight this thing than it is to this. So if you want it to go away, we'll end up doing it. You know, so sometimes you're like, you know what? But I was at the point with this. This is just a true story. This fucking guy. Okay, this guy looked Jackie Mason. He was from Canada. He was like, ooh, he had that fucking boogly eye look with the furry hair, you know, and shit. This guy accused me of this shit, right? And I'm like, motherfucker. Lucky Bar was okay. Whatever the commissions were. He got made whole. In other words, whatever the value difference was, he got no surrender charges. I had to eat that. But they didn't ever charge me back on the commissions. About a month and a half later, you talk about karma. A month and a half later, this guy comes into the bank and goes, hey, you know that guy, whatever? Remember that guy that had an issue? Yeah. Well, they found him. He was dead. He drowned in Hallandale on the beach.
Mm. Wow.
And I started fucking laughing right there in front of all these fucking people. I started, good for him, the fucking asshole. And the guy's like, oh, that's disgusting. I go, no, fuck him. He's a lying cocksucker. Just like that. He's a lying cocksucker, that guy, and he deserves everything. He deserved to die. I'm sure that wasn't the first time he fucking ripped somebody off. Besides, I drowned him anyway. hey, speaking of
Maybe he drowned himself because he was broke. He lost all his money. he forgot that part
drowned
of the
in
story.
His sorrows.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of sex, this is interesting. What? You know, we talk about sex education.
What?
No, we were talking about sex
you
earlier.
You were thinking about sex.
I'm always thinking about sex. I'm a man. What the fuck? We were talking about sex earlier with Bill Cosby. You know, you don't have kids, right?
No, I don't.
And you have steps kids, right?
She's grown.
Right. Like, and you met my stepdaughter earlier, right?
Yeah.
Well, so when she was like 8 or 9, I told my wife, I go, you have to have a conversation with her. You have to teach her about this stuff. And she's like, oh, she's too young. I'm like, hell no, in this day and age. But listen to this. Sex ed conference touts alternatives, bathe, shave, and role playing together. This is what the kids are learning in fucking school. You know, I mean.
What do you mean? Like, the kids all should bathe, shave, and role play together?
Yeah. Controversy is surrounding a sex education conference in Oregon, as the event has hosted students as young as 11 years old. The conference gives tips on masturbating, using internet porn, and quirky alternatives to sex.
For 11-year-old kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
Teach a kid how to masturbate. Come here, Billy. Grab your cock and sit down. Lessons plans taught at the Oregon Adolescent Sexuality Conference include tutorials on porn websites, pamphlets, and sexting, And the information about teledildonics. This is an actual phrase. Teledildonics.
Teledildonics.
Yeah. Or the remote use of sex toys over the internet.
What?
11-year-old. Hmm. The pamphlets handed out at the conference suggest other ways students can engage in intimate activities without having intercourse, including bathing together, shaving each other, wearing each other's underwear, role-playing, buying an extra-large pair of pajama bottoms to sleep in together, lap dances, and strip teases.
Fuck. Who does that?
Listen, you're too young to have sex, but you know what? Yeah, why don't you guys
don't,
shave each other's privates?
I don't know if that's going to be a long-lasting alternative.
That's weird.
He's foreplay.
Yeah, once you get to shaving, you're fucking. Come on. I don't know. Here's another idea. I don't know if you ever tried this. This is where they're teaching the kids. Eat Pop Rocks while making out. And look at porn or Stars Chocolate, role-playing as a nurse, schoolgirl, cops and robbers, or some of the other alternative activities. Dildonics, this basically refers to control of sex toys over the internet. The remote abuse of sex toys, said keynote speaker Corey Silverberg in an audio tape obtained by Coin, the news channel up there, from the attendees. So, yeah.
I don't know about you guys. My parents didn't do the whole traditional sex talk thing. I just found out on my own, yeah, like any normal fucking person does.
Yeah.
You know, one day I just said, wow, I like doing this. And that was it. I like the way that feels. And I like the way she looks. Boom. And that was it.
Yeah. So right away, I had 3 older brothers. So I'd be young kid and I'd be hearing like,
oh, yeah. I had an older brother and he used to fucking have sex right next to me with his girlfriend in the bed. He'd think I was sleeping. I'd be like, One eye open, watching.
I had that, too. I had that one night. I had bunk beds. My brother's nailing this chick. He's like, I think your brother's awake. I'm like, no, it's true, man. And I mean, think about it. Like, that's how I learned. I learned by dirty magazines.
Yeah.
And, we talked about last week about the show when we were young, really young. I mean, somebody was telling what a blowjob was. And this one kid was like older. He's like, it's when a girl blows on your cock. We're like, really? You know what I mean? And we're like, then you share that with my older brother. He's like, what do you know what the fuck he's talking about? You know? I remember the first time an older chick actually explained to me what a blowjob was, and she took the finger and she started sucking my finger. I'm like,
yeah, that sounds all right.
That was like my first real sex. I chalked that one up as a sexual experience.
It counts.
You know what I'm saying?
Close enough.
When'd you lose your virginity?
I had just graduated high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, 17, 18?
17, 18.
Damn. How about you?
18.
Fuck.
It was 10 days after my 18th birthday.
Damn, what are you guys doing? What happened?
I don't know. I was too busy. Like, I don't know. I wasn't like, not that I wasn't preoccupied with women because I had girlfriends and stuff like that. But like, I was, doing sports and gymnastics and I had friends. I was hanging out. I don't know. I just never made it a point, but it just happened one day.
No,
this girl was like,
I don't know.
I worked at this place and this girl was like, I want to fuck. And I was like, okay. And then we went to her house and boom, it happened. And I was the happiest fucking 18-year-old kid.
You didn't use a condom.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah,
first
it broke.
Time, huh?
It fucking broke.
Look at you, King Kong. Yeah.
I lasted like a half a minute, whatever.
Of course.
I was like, yes!
he's doing victory laughter on the bit.
She was cute, man.
She was an older woman, younger woman?
My girl?
Yeah, you too. Was
she me? No, she was younger than me.
Older. Yeah.
She was younger.
Yeah. My first time, I was 12. And it was an 18-year-old chick.
What?
In the neighborhood. Yeah, I got into a fight in the street with somebody in the neighborhood. And I kicked the guy in the throat, and he was like choking to death. And I started hyperventilating because I thought I killed him, and I threw up right there on the fucking... And some black lady came and stepped on me and kicked me in the head. No. So it's like, the guy... That's from earlier.
It's a lovely story, though.
That was a callback to the babysitter.
To the babysitter.
So, but no, terrible.
So I kicked the
terrible
guy in the throat. He was an older guy, taller guy. And I kicked him in the throat. He's like... And he started like freaking out, like he dropped to his knees, and I thought, oh my god, I thought I killed the fucking guy. And then,
now do you get turned on every time like you kick a guy in the throat?
Yeah, every time I kick a guy in the throat,
like you have to kick a guy in the throat. That's
yeah. let me kick you in the throat.
Psychological effects.
I can't get a hard on. I was like,
the girl brings me back, and like brings me back to my house. My parents, of course, parents. I'm sitting there, and I'm laying on the couch. And she's like putting cold rag on my head. You're all right. And I remember her tits are like sitting there right in front of me, and I'm like, ooh, I remember the nipples are hard and stuff, and then she's like rubbing my stomach, and next thing boing, touches one thing or another, like, ooh, look at you. You feel better? And yeah, I feel much better, and kaboom, there you go.
Yeah.
That was like awesome. No
That's
condom.
Awesome.
No condom. And The thing was, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. You know what I mean? I was just standing there. I didn't, you know, I'm like, I took forever because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And I was like, and she was like, okay, you can speed up now. I'm like, no, this will never happen again in my life. You know, unbelievable. Who was your first?
Just some chick that I met. We weren't even like boyfriend and girlfriend, really.
You just figure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you ever do like ever when you were young? Do you ever play show and tell with some of the girls and the kids around the neighborhood? Do you ever do that shit like Truth or Dare? Ever play those fucking games?
Yeah, I mean, I'd fooled around.
I think
with
everybody's
a lot.
Done that. Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah, I remember the first time a girl tried to French kiss me. We're playing Truth or Dare, and of course they don't know what they're doing. They think they know how to French kiss. They're sticking their tongue down your throat and shit. You're like, what the fuck? It's the most disgusting thing I ever had dealt with. You know. Remember the first time a girl French kissed you?
Yeah, no, I was into it.
Yeah, you were? Yeah, totally. I didn't. This girl didn't know what she was doing, and I was like, I was just sitting with my tongue out, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And no idea.
Yeah, I used to go to all the school dances and fucking make out with chicks.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. And like sixth grade, as early as then, just making out for the whole school dance and teachers pulling us apart and shit. But it's funny, I never lost my virginity until after high school. It was crazy.
I find that, like, because me, it was like the whole, I had older brothers, so they were always bugging me, like, have you? And one of my brothers was like 14. The other one lost it at 12. My brother Eddie lost it at 12. And I remember I was about to turn 13. I think it was right after Christmas or something like that. My birthday's in April. I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna be 13. I'm not gonna make it, you know. And my brother, and then of course, you know, and that was it. And then it was like nothing happened again. Then after that, it was like another year.
Yeah,
I had to wait like another year for it to happen again. And it was in a pool, which sucks. When you fuck in a pool, it sucks.
Yeah, pools aren't good.
You think it's great, but you're like, you don't even feel it. You're like, whoa, this is, you know, ridiculous. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Did you choke anyone in the pool?
Yeah.
You kick anybody in the throat in the pool?
I popped like a fucking life preserver.
Is that how that guy drowned at the beach,
Dougie?
This
guy's drowning. I'm fucking Heimlich maneuvering him. He's puking all over the place, and this chick is like, are you okay?
Yeah. So it's weird. I have to associate sex with violence. Yeah. I always choke my girlfriend. All right, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I've been here with Tim Hanlon.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Thanks for listening.
Getting personal today.
That's right. We come back after the break. It'll be time for Toasted Sports. We'll be right back.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Toasted Sports with Toast here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. This is Dougie Almeida, and of course, still here with Tim Hanlon and Elgin David.
In the building.
And on the sports line, Toast with Toasted Sports.
I tell you what, when you told me you were going to do a little theme song, I thought I was going to suck a lot worse than that.
No, dude. We, Hiram Rios is impressive. Professional. Yeah. He's doing that, and... got to appreciate it. And we got one for Bob Levy, because now Bob Levy's contractually obligated to doing a weekly segment on the show.
Oh, you had him sign?
Oh, yeah.
He's officially, that must mean he's getting something.
He didn't sign his name. He goes, fuck you, asshole. That's how he signed. But I still consider it a contractual obligation, you know, one way or the other.
Yep.
So, man, I got to tell you, I was at the Heat game, the start of the Heat, my Miami Heat, and because I got friends...
You know, so you actually went to the game. You didn't sell the tickets.
No, I didn't. You know, and
plus, because there's no market anymore because LeBron left.
There
right?
is no more market in those tickets. You know,
you're just no,
nobody was more upset to see LeBron leave than Dougie's.
That was
account.
It.
I know. He lost a source of income.
That's it. I'm telling you, it's like ridiculous. And
he like, made what, like $5,000 a year off those tickets?
Oh, yeah, I was doing pretty good.
He was doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing pretty good. Again, although.
So what do you get for tickets now that the star is Mario Chalmers?
50 to 70 cents on the dollar.
but he's got to drive the people there.
Yeah. But I got to chauffeur them to the fucking place and pay for their parking. You know, I was there when they played Charlotte Hornets.
That was a good game.
And, you know, I'm getting pretty pissed at Bosch. You know,
me too.
I'm really expecting the guy to have a good year, right? Yeah. But let me tell you something. If that guy would take it to the fucking rim once in a while, I'm just sick and tired of him with his fucking jump shot. The guy's 7 foot tall. He's pretty quick. What the fuck? I mean, that guy, McRoberts.
Yeah.
That guy makes his way to the basket.
That guy ripped his fucking shirt in half and shit. he gets pissed off.
Yeah, he thought it was fucking Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, that guy, you know, of course, I got, hey, say what you want about Mario Chalmers, but he's playing really well.
No, Real's doing great, man.
No, he's had a great, like, four-game stretch. It's been awesome to see. Because I really thought going into the season, he was the wild card.
Right.
Because you never know what you're going to get from Dwayne. When it comes to Bosch, listen, I mean, Bosch is not at the age now where he's going to want to make his living down low. We beat it out of him over the last 4 years. He has the outside jumper now. So he's got a versatile game. You'd like to see, you know, he's still getting 10 boards. So he's rebounding more than he was before. So don't worry about Bosch. Mm. But it's good to see Shabazz Napier's playing well. And
yeah.
Rio is definitely stepping up in the absence of Dwayne, which is huge. Because, listen, he's a great scorer. We always know he can score at Kansas.
Right.
You know, he hit buzzer beaters. You know, we all know that he doesn't lack confidence. You know, the guy thought he was better than LeBron for the 4 years that he was here.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, listen, what did I tell you? I told you they were going to probably the number four seed.
Yeah.
Right now they're 8-6. Well, actually, they're they'll be 8-7 after they lose to Golden State tonight. But everyone loses to Golden State.
Yeah, they got their ass kicked by the L.A. Clippers, who would, you know, I mean, that was atrocious.
Yeah, that was a rough one
to watch.
But you know,
game.
They also haven't had Dwayne. Dwayne's been out with his hamstring now for like freaking 2 weeks.
Now, have you guys ever injured your hamstring?
I have when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I popped my hamstring in a soccer game.
Takes forever.
Oh my god!
It takes forever because you can't just lay in bed. So you get out there, you always push it, pop it again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like one of the biggest muscles, right, in your body, that fucking hamstring. And I popped it. I'm sitting in a soccer game. We're playing in Miami, like a traveling league, and I'm stretching a little before the game, and I'm just like, you know, and all of a sudden, pop! I hear it, like, oh!
How does a goalie pop his hamstring, man?
Listen, I wasn't,
are you running for orange slices?
I wasn't fucking like a loafing goalkeeper. I was a physical goalkeeper.
Time, everybody, come on! Dougie's running for snow cones.
I want to be the first to get the good orange wedges. If you don't hurry up to the bench, they drink all the fucking Gatorade. It's pricks. So you know, now that's a big question now, whether or not I renew my season tickets to the Heat. And I'm pretty much 60-40 not renewing.
Well, you're not a Heat fan, so...
I am a Heat fan. I've been a Heat fan.
No, you're not.
You were
in it for the money.
No, listen.
In it for the money.
Listen, dude. I've been a Heat fan since pre-fucking Shaq, okay?
How long have you had season tickets?
15, 16 years now.
Well, then why would you stop now?
Well, because, you know, it was fun. Now it's getting to the point where it's a pain in the ass to go down to Miami. You know what I mean?
It used to be so much easier. It was a pain in the ass to go to Miami 5 years ago.
Yeah, but it was a lot easier.
Hold on to the tickets.
I actually
because Big Shaq Daddy was here, and then LeBron came in. I got you. So this is not a big enough star for you, is what it is.
Yeah, I've become a little spoiled. Okay, fuck. What do you want me to tell you?
Right. Dougie's not a 4C kind of guy.
That just plays into every stereotype that the rest of the country has about South Florida sports fans.
Listen, I've been a fucking.
You're a 15-year Heat season ticket guy. You know, you go back to the old arena, right?
Yes.
The new arena been open that long? Oh my god! You're just pathetic.
Listen, Toast. Okay, I don't need to hear.
It's just wrong.
Listen, the bottom line is, you know, the money. Like for a while
there,
bragging
last week about how you're financially independent, you got retirement and stuff in excess of $1 million. You're doing all this shit. Just hold on to the tickets. Donate them to the Boys and Girls Club.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, the Boys and Girls Clubs gave me a scholarship when I went to college. I got like around $5,000.
Well, there you go. You should give back.
Yeah, I should. You're such
you
a fucking.
You're gonna cancel.
You're a humanitarian, dude.
Damn, Doug, you just got toasted.
Yeah, I did. I got toasted.
Well, let me ask you a question, soccer boy.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on from the Heat. Because being the soccer expertise that you are, what'd you think of that Dolphin onside kick against the Broncos?
Because
that was a soccer thing you did, right?
Yeah, well.
They said it was like a soccer kick.
The best onside kick I've ever seen. Was when who was the guy we had as a Dolphin kicker? A couple times, the young guy. I met him a few times. He was a friend of one of my
Carpenter.
Fawad Revez.
No, the other guy, the Spanish guy before Carpenter.
Ray Finkel.
No.
Faces out.
Mario.
Spanish
or,
guy. Alindo Mare.
Alindo Mare. Yeah, Alindo Mare. He was a good friend of my buddy. We called Sneaky Pete Marino. He was a professional soccer player. Went to Coconut Creek High School. Played for the Columbus Crew.
Oh, I know Sneaky Pete.
And you know Sneaky Pete.
Everybody knows Sneaky,
you know, Sneaky Pete. He played for Columbus Crew.
Why'd they call him Sneaky Pete?
He was a thin little guy, but he was very fast and he had great skills.
So he was sneaky on the soccer field.
He was sneaky. Yeah. Well, he could.
I love that phrase. He's sneaky fast.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? Like,
that means you sneaky fast.
They really love. They love using that word. What it means.
You're no, really you're really stupidly slow. No, he was. He's just. He wasn't a big guy, so he was very fast. And he like sometimes the players are fast. You could see him coming, but he was sneaky. You couldn't see him even. Fucking.
He was like he had like light. Invisibility. He was so fast.
He was cloaked in invisibility.
Wow.
Yeah. The SP on his chest.
Yeah. That guy just should have just run right through all the defenses. Should have scored a million goals a game.
Yeah, he did get a lot of chicks, though.
I mean, he didn't make it the U.S. men's team.
Yeah, I think he made it for one of it. But he actually played for Hannover in Germany. He played, that's where he got really good. He trained
the Bundesliga?
There. Yeah, he was on the second team.
Oh, that's big time.
Yeah,
man.
And he was out there training a lot and stuff like that. But, you know, so he knew, this was the back of the day of Voodoo Lounge. Mm. So I'm hanging out at Voodoo Lounge in Fort Lauderdale. And I run a Sneaky Pete.
So it's you, Sneaky Pete.
I see Sneaky Pete.
I'm sure Tricky Ricky. You guys were there on Sunday night, which I believe was cross-dressing night with the drag queens, right?
I'm not aware of that, but I'll beg to your better
Voodoo
knowledge.
Lounge, but he thought he was killing it. He was getting digits left and right.
That's why they call him Sneaky Pete. You know, next thing you know, he pulls out, you know. So
he's like, I love this place.
It's awesome.
The girls are so
friendly. Chicks love me here.
And they're all tall.
I love a tall chick.
I mean, every chick I fuck, you know, she beats me in arm wrestling, but what the hell? So, we're there, and that's when I met Orlando Mare.
Of course.
And he was there. And, of course, and then the goalkeeper, that little guy, you know who I'm talking about. He's a Spanish guy, too. He's a shorter goalkeeper, plays for the MLS. He's like one of the fourth goalkeepers on the United States national team. I'm going to make up his name. I got to meet him, too. And they're all hanging out. But Orlando Mare is telling us about the onside kick, how he would kick the tip of the ball, the top part of the ball when he set it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then kick it into that. Now I didn't see this.
You see this? You didn't. So you've been talking to this. So I asked you about this kick, and you went on a 10-minute thing, and you didn't even see the kick.
I'm filling time.
He just wants to talk about Voodoo Lounge.
I just want to talk about.
He did some weird thing where he ran up. He ran up, and it looked like he was going to kick it one way, but then had his leg kind of go behind the other leg and kick it the opposite way.
Oh, he did that little soccer trick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little soccer, weird little soccer.
Now soccer players used to do that with a penalty kick. Like you come up, you're going to come up with and kick it with your right leg, but your right leg swings over it, like you miskicked it.
He tried to do that, and it didn't work well with a football.
Ugh,
awesome. Terrible.
But check this out. I got an Orlando. Orlando Mare hates me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cooper City Cowboys.
So he's with the Dolphins. Remember the day when he was like all the offense, like in the Wonstat years, like the Dolphins would win like 9-3,
right?
And the next morning, the Sentinel would say, you know, Mare 9, Jets 3. Yeah. I mean, he was the offense for like freaking 5 years.
Yes.
So he got paid it was the beginning of the season or the off season, and he signed a contract extension for X amount of millions of dollars. And it would just so happen that, like, in the news that day, do you remember there was a gay club? I'm sure you know exactly what I'm going to talk about, but the Copa or whatever on Federal Highway just south of like State Route 84.
Yeah, right by the Monterey.
Yeah, the Copa.
Yeah. You got like torn down by the hurricane or something, whatever. Yeah. Well, so they were that club was for sale for like X amount of millions of dollars, and the amount that it was for sale for was the exact same amount that Olindo's contract was for. So we were talking about it. I'm like, oh, dude, look at that! Olindo can go ahead and buy the Copa. And I said this on the radio, and apparently he heard it, and he thought I was insinuating that he was gay.
Well, what else are you insinuating?
Wait, no, man. Because, you know, you just signed for $7 million, and the Copa's for sale for $7 million. I'm just putting it all in perspective for the listener.
Yeah.
And he didn't take kindly to that. Yeah, he thought I was calling him out for being gay.
Well, was he gay? Or because, you know.
I don't believe so. I don't know. I don't think he was.
He was
considering, he vehemently denied us. He really struck a nerve. Or, see, now I'm getting in trouble again, because now he's going to come find me.
Yeah, well, is he doing anything anymore? Is he still, he's done, right? He retired?
I'm sure he's just sitting on all that money that he didn't buy the Copa with.
Yeah, thank God. He's thinking, boy. Now, he was, I remember he was, you know, the chicks were all over him that night. Because him and Sneaky were in the VIP lounge, and there was like four.
He's an NFL player.
Miami Dolphin, yeah.
Exactly. You know, so I'm saying.
You're the kicker, dude. You get pussy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference between professional soccer and football. You could be the kicker.
That's the difference, is it?
Well, when you're the kicker, you're getting laid, you know. In soccer, you know, who is this guy? I don't know him.
Soccer, they don't even know who the hell you are.
Yeah. Well, speaking of soccer, Manchester United had a good game this weekend. Yeah. Now they are in fourth.
League, huh?
They are in fourth place now in the English Premier League. So making our way back, We're excited.
Yeah, you never brought them up last year when they sucked.
No, I did. Why am I going to do that? You know what I'm saying? That's like showing everybody your ugly girlfriend. You know what I mean? Hey, you want to meet my ugly girlfriend, Susie?
Are you a big man?
I know. They had one bad year in like 20 years, and you just sold them out.
Well, you know, when the manager leaves, it's like, ugh, you know. It's
yeah. Well, now they got the stoned guy, the guy from Amsterdam.
Yeah, that guy
just throws weed at him.
Yes, that make you smoke, and in my players, they go to players.
Was it like Van der Sloot or something like that?
Yeah, Van der Sloot.
That's the guy that killed the chick.
You know, I heard that guy got his ass beat in jail. Van der Sloot. Remember the guy who
didn't
killed?
Didn't he get married in jail?
Yeah, he now. Could you now think about that guy's story? Remember, this is the guy that got originally accused of killing that chick mm-hmm. in
little
Bermuda,
blonde girl from like Oklahoma or
right,
something.
Yeah.
In,
and then he
island.
Yeah, and in Bermuda.
Aruba. Yeah, Aruba. I know. What was her name?
Jennifer something or something like that.
Holloway or something.
Holloway, yeah. And she's gone. And
Natalie
Holloway.
There you go.
So he was accused of this, but there was no evidence. There's no body. And then there was a thing that came out that he was actually bragging to this one dude, and he recorded it. He's like, yeah, the ocean, you know, whatever. She's gone, you know. And then he gets arrested for killing a chick in fucking Peru.
Dude, but she was like the daughter of like a government guy.
Uh-oh. Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's in jail for that.
Yeah, he's in a Peruvian jail now.
He got stabbed twice.
But now
right,
he got
that
married.
Was it.
Right.
He got stabbed. He got attacked in jail. That was the last thing I heard. He got attacked in jail.
Yeah, he got stabbed twice.
Fucking Van der Sloot. And him. He actually embezzled. He embezzled like 100-something thousand. He got the parents of Holloway to send him money.
Yeah, I remember that. That's remember? Right. I'll show you where the body is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and his dad just died like within the last year of like a heart attack.
Really?
All the stress of your son being a fucking rapist murderer.
And then defending him, right? Right? And backing him up because he was defending his son.
Yeah,
of course.
He was. Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So, all right. So the Dolphins are out of the playoffs now.
No.
Well, no, they're not up. They're but they pretty much got to win out. I mean, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4. They got 5 games left. They can't go. They can't go worse than 4-1. I don't think.
Yeah, but they got some.
They got New York twice, so that should be 2 wins.
Fucking
then they
Jets.
Got Baltimore, New England, and Minnesota. So I don't know.
All right.
Well, they could beat Minnesota. They could beat. They could. They
but
can.
But 3 of those games at home, so that's good.
Yeah, they could beat Baltimore, but New England. I mean,
at New England, December 14th. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
New England looks pretty unbeatable right now.
Yeah, who do you think's the favorite this year?
Right now, I think the Patriots are the favorite.
Yeah,
I think it's the Patriots and the Packers.
The Patriots and the Packers.
They play each other this week, don't they?
They do actually. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Now, do you ever do the fantasy football thing? You ever get involved with that? You
oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've been doing that for years.
Now, are you making any money with that? Are you?
No, you know, we have a league. I have a couple leagues with friends that I grew up with that, you know, it's not real money. It's like $100 a team.
That means he's not good at it.
So we can shit talk and, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe like you that. Do it for fun. Everybody else in the league is making money.
Oh, no. I've won more than anyone else, but it's $100 a person. It's only 10 team league. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, all right. So we're playing for like $400. All it's right. not, I mean, that's not why I'm doing it. It's just because we like to shit talk like crazy.
Now, what's the
but
deal?
I know guys that do leagues that are like the buy-ins, like, you know, $2,000, $3,000.
Whoa.
I was just going to say.
Playing for money.
Now, that's online shit, right? Isn't that a lot of online stuff?
No. I know a couple guys that do have their own, you know, private leagues.
Wow.
That have buy-ins like you and like a partner, and some of them have buy-ins as high as like hardcore like finance. They do like it's like $10,000 a buy-in. It's $100,000 pot.
Wow!
And first place gets like freaking $700,000.
Ooh. They have these things that are online now. They're just 1 week at a time. Like you don't have to commit to the whole season. You ever see these?
The FanDuels and the
that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's all condensed into 1 week. So if you're like a player got hurt. Redraft every week, and but yeah, they keep advertising. Hey, Joe made $500,000 on FanDuel.
Yeah, but they wanted to show some other guy like Billy over here lost all his fucking money. Yeah, that's nuts.
Billy over here lost his house and his wife kicked him out.
Now, let me ask you this: we got Florida as a Florida sports fan. Okay, the Dolphins they've been around forever. You know, we have the history of an undefeated team. You know. By the way, Kim Bocamper came out to the show last week at Tavolino's.
Oh, cool.
Wise Guys Comedy Show. We had
he's a big fucking guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude, man. It's funny when you meet these people in person.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy fuck, the guy's huge.
Did you look at his hands?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he shook his hands.
His hands are all mangled up, dude. They're all mangled.
Yeah. He shook my hand because, of course,
his fingers point in different directions.
Yeah, I mean those fucking linemen.
True,
those linemen, yeah. Right? They're all the grabbing of the like. Because I could tell you, like in when we do ground fighting with gis, you know, 12-ounce gis and thick like judo gis.
Okay.
Man, your fucking fingers get caught in those. You know, when you do a flip, they would dislocate like that.
Yeah.
But these guys, that's the thing. That's the thing with the linemen, right? They got sausage fingers because they're always reaching into the fucking shirts,
into the face mask.
Ugh. It's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
See, my Seahawks beat.
You what?
The Seahawks beat the Cardinals.
Ooh. Now, the Seahawks, how are they doing this
Cardinals
year?
Cardinals were 9-1, bitch.
That's right. They actually look pretty good. I mean, that's the thing. But now, what about the Seahawks, though? Are they going to.
The Seahawks are now 7-4. Well, the Seahawks have the toughest remaining schedule in the league. They got. They're 7-4. The Niners are 7-4. Seattle plays at San Fran Thanksgiving. It's the prime time game at 8:00. Seattle's not going to make the playoffs, I don't think, because they're scheduled. Then they got to go to Philadelphia, and then they got to play Arizona at Arizona. Then they play San Francisco again. So,
oh man,
their schedule's brutal.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know, listen, you win it, you lose it. I mean, it's.
Well, let me ask you this: what do you think about Katy Perry in the halftime show?
Is that who's doing it?
Yeah, she's been announced as the halftime act. I mean,
no, they won't say whether or not she had to pay.
Oh, really? So I heard about that. That some people, they want to be on the show.
The NFL came out in the offseason and said that they want to start charging people to ask to play the halftime show. And they asked Katy Perry about it when she was on College Game Day with Kirk Herbstreit and those guys a few weeks ago. And she's like, yeah, I'm not really the kind of pays people. So everyone asked today, hey, did she pay? And the NFL's like, no comment.
Well, yeah.
So I guess that means no.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I ever want to have somebody have a wardrobe malfunction, it'd be her.
That's the one, right?
Right? Yes. You want them titties to fall?
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I'm all cool with that.
Yeah, where's her leaked photos?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to see.
She's a good little Catholic girl.
Oh boy,
you know her parents are like preachers.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, she used to do like Christian music
or
something.
She was with Russell Brand, for crying out loud.
Boy, that turned out to be an ugly breakup, didn't it? I heard he broke up with her over the phone. I'm telling you,
she dumped him because he was cheating on her.
Right. Yeah. I don't like your stupid big titties anymore. I can't remember what show that was on. It was like they said, look at those big stupid titties. Those big dumb titties. She's got some huge titties. I mean, you know what I mean?
They're gigantic, and I'm sure they're spectacular.
They are. I can only imagine, but I'd love to see her. I'd love to see the old wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Those things flopping out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. As a matter of fact, if she's going to be on, that's why I'm going to actually watch the halftime. You know, this year. Who's the big game Thanksgiving? You know, because it isn't Thanksgiving unless you get to watch some football.
The biggest game is the last one, the Seahawks at San Francisco.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you've also got, obviously, Dallas and Detroit are playing. I'm not even sure who, let's see who they are. The Lions are playing Chicago, so Chicago sucks.
Yeah. Their quarterback's the worst, right? Who they got in their fucking quarterback?
Cutler? Well, they paid him a ton of money, man, but he can't do anything right.
It's terrible. You know what I mean?
And then you've got the, who is it? Who's the other game?
The Cowboys play the Eagles, I think?
Cowboys, there you go. Yeah, Cowboys. Yeah, so that'll be a good game.
Now, the Eagles, don't they have the starting quarterback now, is Sanchez still covering?
Yeah, the Sanchez, man, the butt fumble.
I can't. Now, he supposedly came back for them and played well, but now he's not playing well again, right? He's back to his old self, Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, he hasn't looked he looked good that first game, and he's gotten progressively a little bit worse each following game.
That's usually what happens. Like let's say even in comedy, if you haven't been up in a while, you're so excited to go up that you actually your energy's there. Like, yeah, you're all for it, right? But then the rust shows in the next show. Right, like you're fucking, you know. But Sanchez, I thought ever since he was in USC, I thought he was a very overrated quarterback. Like when he was at USC, I didn't see that. Why he was
he's never been above average.
Right, exactly. And then if anybody is out there admits to being a New York Jets fan, that guy Rex Ryan's got to be gone. He's got to be gone. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think he'll be gone. It's not all just on Rex. I mean, if you look at, you know, when Sanchez took them to those two conference title games, I mean, each year that roster has gotten worse and worse. So, I mean, while Rex isn't a great coach, he also hasn't been helped by the talent that they've been given. You know, I mean, he's not the guy signing these issues.
Right.
he's just a guy that's got to coach them up. So, But
yeah, but should, think, no, dude, but should the coach
still fire him? And Rex is going to make a ton of money and have a long career. He'll never coach again. He will be on TV.
Hmm.
He's in. He's an interesting guy. I think he's. I think he's a buffoon. He's one of those guys that you know you're drawn to.
He'll talk.
He'll say things. He'll make outlandish comments from time to time, and you know he'll get press. But one of these shows is going to pick him up, and I think he's going to have a long career at that. He'll never coach again.
I like the expression buffoon. That's very fitting. He's a buffoon. I like that. Right? You like that word buffoon? I think that's very.
Buffoon's a good word.
Yeah, it's a word.
Also, during the games, he tends to have that like, "What the fuck is going on?" look on his face. You know?
He has no clue. Yeah, he's like, "Well, how did that happen?"
Well, that's my point. If his general managers or whoever it is that's picking the team, you think this guy would be like, "If I'm a coach of a team, you know what I mean?" Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about the talent you're bringing me. I'm going to be like, eventually, be like, "Hey, what the fuck, dude? We're, you know,
the Jets were. They went into the season before they made the trade for Percy Harvin. They went into this season with more cap room than any other team in the NFL. So they had something like $25 to $30 million they hadn't spent.
Well, they freed up all that Tebow money.
On people. the great Tebow experience.
Hey, wasn't there?
Tebow? They ended his career. They're going to end Rex Rand's career. Sanchez is getting a second shot because everyone gets a second shot at quarterback. But they pretty much ended his career.
Hold on a second. I got to ask you to slow down because you actually sound like
you're buffering right now.
Yeah, you're buffering. You sound like this is like a War Games. You know, do you want to play? Now, Tebow, there was I don't know if this was a bad thing on Facebook or just a joke, but he supposedly was arrested for soliciting a prostitute.
No, that's got to be bullshit.
Is that a bullshit story?
Yeah,
because I would have thought that would have been all over.
It was real. We would have heard that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Is he still a virgin?
I don't know. Have you seen pictures of his chick?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not a virgin if he ever met Bill Cosby as a youth.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's done playing football. Let's face it, right? No one's going to hire this.
He's on Good Morning America now. He's done. So he'll start a church.
I mean, the kid's a well-spoken guy. Yeah, I actually saw him do some commentary on one of the sports channels. Well,
he's on the SEC Network.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
There's actually a screenshot. They had him before they went on the air last week, or I guess every week before they go on the air on Saturday mornings. Because there's four of them at this, at the desk. He leads them all in prayer. They all hold hands.
Wow,
how's that working out?
Yeah.
Now, kind of in a similar story, here's a guy that let's face it. I think the only way he could have played football professionally is if he became a tight end. Right, he'd be made to be a tight end.
He beat he led the Broncos to a playoff win. He had a winning record as a starting quarterback. I mean, everyone bangs on it. In the NFL, he retired with a winning record as a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but he can't
won a playoff game.
But he can't fucking throw the ball.
It's more than a lot of quarterbacks have done.
Yeah, he can't throw the ball. He can run with it. You know, so that's why they were trying to tell him his parents didn't want him to be a tight end because he can get banged up a lot as a tight end. Mm. So my question is: here's a guy that Either you can't do football, but why not be the announcer? I would think that'd be a much better, not a bad thing to fall to. Most professional athletes, that's your next cushy job, is either being an announcer or you open a car dealership, you have ownership in a team, or something like that. Which brings me to our good friend LeBron James. LeBron James was recently quoted as saying his kids are soccer players, baseball players, and basketball, but they'll never play football.
I read that too. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
He's worried about head injuries, man.
What's that? I mean, LeBron James.
Let your kids play football? I don't know if I would let my kids play football.
No, I wouldn't.
The crap that's out there.
I played 1 year of football for the Margate Blue Devils. That's his girlfriend?
I think they've since broken up. But
no shit. Oh, my God. Talk about big, dumb titties. Wow.
Are you looking at the one with, I know a picture.
She's wearing a brown bathing suit.
You guys see Michael Phelps' girlfriend was like a born a man or something? Did you read that one?
What?
Michael Phelps found out his girlfriend was born a man.
So Michael Phelps, he's with this chick, and she comes out and admits that, and I forgot what the proper term is, but basically she was born
a hermaphrodite.
With both genitals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't have ovaries, and she was missing something from the male.
She had a uterus but no ovaries, and a penis but no testicles.
Right, so she had the penis chopped off. back, I guess, when she was young. And so she's been living her life as a woman. So she went public about talking about her sex life.
Yeah, I would probably keep that under wraps.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's in rehab.
Like, they go at it like rabbits, like nonstop. And she was like, but I'm afraid now that he's going to know that I was born with a penis. He might not, you know. And yeah. Dude, imagine finding that out if you're a woman.
I want to fuck her more often, but her cock keeps getting in the way. That's the biggest clit I've ever seen in my life.
It's terrible.
That's nuts.
Well, no, the penis was removed and everything. So it's I guess normal as I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's embarrassing.
But dude.
Yeah.
She's talking about you just fucking like rabbits.
Wow. Yeah, I bet you that's that guy. Yeah.
And he's in rehab.
Imagine the crap he's going to hear at the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I heard you.
I mean, I'm sorry, but Ryan Lochte is going to freaking like, hang pictures. He's going to ride him to the bone on this
one. Yeah, no doubt. You know, he's in rehab over this. Or no, he got rehab, caught with weed again. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, like, imagine come out and because I don't know, do they let you watch TV or news in rehab? I mean, like, is he going to find out when he gets out?
Yeah.
She's been, you know
I'm
what
sure
I mean?
One of his boys let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the guys down at the rehab have talked about it.
I'm sure somebody joked about it.
He rechecked in.
Hey, your girl looks good in a pair of Speedos. That's crazy.
Well, he's got a bigger bulge than you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and Toasted Sports. That's right. And, of course, again, I want to thank Toast for joining us today.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to be here, Dougie.
He's so fucking happy. And
heavy on the toasting.
I'm sorry.
Not so heavy on the sports.
That's right. And, of course, Mike Cintron, who was here earlier but had a run out.
Gone.
And, of course, Tim Hanlon.
Pleasure to be back.
Joining us today again on Honest Tuesdays. And Elgin David.
Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Who was here last week, by the way.
Yes, I was.
Just the two of us doing the show. And again, don't forget, guys, to catch us tomorrow. Peter Leonard and Minda are back in the studio, along with, and it is Tuesday. What is going on today? I'm going to be at Belushi's tonight in Fort Myers. So if you're out on the West Coast,
come
out to Fort Myers. Myself, Tim Hanlon, Will.
Who's using your tickets for the Golden State game?
What? Oh, I sold those, actually. Jordan Garnett.
Nice.
I got good money for those, actually, yeah.
2 for $20.
There you go.
No, I actually I got good, you know, I sold them to a comic, so I made money. Yeah. You know, so we'll be at Belushi's Wednesday night, don't forget, at Tavolino's. Great show. Hiram Rios, the introduction, who does your intro song, will be
the
your host.
The voice of Hiram
Rios. RJ Walker, special guest.
Oh, shit.
Feature will be Will Rock the House Lewis. And our headliner, Lenny Travis.
Wow.
And, of course, on Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Buddha Hookah Lounge, the new Wednesday night Jordan Garnett room. You ever been there yet?
Haven't been there, no.
Yeah, okay. And don't forget, mark your calendars.
I don't think it's called the Buddha.
I think it's called Buddha Lounge or Buddha Hookah. Not Buddha. Baba. Alibaba.
Alibaba.
Alibaba Hookah Lounge. Something like that. Yeah.
I'm helping Dougie out with
Thank
his
you.
Promos.
It's in Boynton Beach.
He's at a bar not called the Buddha.
Yeah. It's going to be at the Alibaba
If you guys know where the Buddha in Boca is, I won't be there.
That's right.
I'll be somewhere else.
Don't forget, Friday and Saturday night, I'm going to be at Coconuts in St. Pete, your headliner there. And, of course, December 5th, I'm going to be at Winter Circle in Lakeland. And then Tim Hanlon, myself, will be doing the show at Brevard Comedy Scene over there in Melbourne, Vieira Holiday Inn in Melbourne.
Yeah, get your tickets now, nice. Folks. They're going fast.
Go out there. It's going to be a great show watching that. What you got coming up, El?
Might be
tonight,
out.
I'll be hosting at the Fort Lauderdale Improv Comedy Club for the annual turkey contest.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, 8 o'clock show. Come on out, guys.
The turkey. Somebody wins the turkey.
Somebody wins a turkey.
Now, is they still giving
How's
the turkey?
How's that determined, man?
Yeah, whoever's the worst
the
set?
Audience. The audience votes.
Like, is it the
cheers?
Worst set? Is
like
it like a junk?
Put your
junk?
Hand?
No, we give out ballots and they circle,
oh, really?
Yeah, they circle
so
the comic
So it's supposed
name.
To be the worst set?
No,
the best.
It. Now it's
the
best.
It's
oh,
whoever,
is it?
Yeah, it's whoever the comics, the audience likes the best.
It wins a turkey.
Wins a
well,
turkey.
There you go.
Is this a butterball or?
It's probably like Publix or something.
Oh, that'd be a fucking butterball.
Hey, man, it's a turkey.
Yeah. The wife's brining our turkey.
Nice. As we speak?
Yeah. My brother-in-law used to do the fried turkey thing.
Mm.
You're like, oh, I'll make a fried. My mother-in-law's like, I'll fried turkey. It tastes like shit. She doesn't like the fried turkey. So we're brining the turkey, which is it's a juicy bird.
Yeah.
When you brine that motherfucker.
Oh,
man, I'm getting hungry. Think about that. So don't forget, December 20th, Brevard Comedy Scene. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And don't forget to subscribe to us on Stitcher. Download Stitcher on any phone app, smart device, and listen to our shows there. Or you can go to our website, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter, WakeUpDougie, and join our fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, of course, you can follow me at Dougie Dangerous. Tim at
Tim from the 70s.
And Elgin.
At Elgin David Comic.
Twitter.
And Toast is on there. I be Toast.
There you go.
That's who
right.
we be.
That's right, guys. Thanks again for listening, and join us here tomorrow right here at the same spot.